and for seeing how it should be done. My warm thanks go to Dan Frank of Pantheon Books for his encouragement and his perceptive guidance and editing, and to Neil Belton of Hutchinson Radius and my agent, Morton Jacklow, for important suggestions. I'm also indebted for comments and advice on various topics to the philosophers Paul Feyerbend, George Gale, Sandra Harding, Miles Jackson, Robert Nozick, Hilary Putnam, and Michael Redhead, the historians Stephen Brush, Peter Green, and Robert Harkinson, the legal scholars Philip Bobbitt, Louise Weinberg, and Mark Udov, the physicist historians Gerald Halton, Abraham Pius, and S. Samuel Schwieber, the physicist theologian John Polkinghorne, the psychiatrists Leon Eisenberg and Elizabeth Weinberg, the biologists Sidney Brenner, Francis Crick, Lawrence Gilbert, Stephen J. Gould, and Ernst Mayr, the physicists Yakir Aharonov, Sidney Coleman, Bryce DeWitt, Manfred Fink, Michael Fisher, David Gross, Bengt Nagel, Stephen Orszag, Brian Pippard, Joseph Bulchinski, Roy Schwitters, and Leonard Susskind, the chemist Roald Hoffman, the astrophysicists William Press, Paul Shapiro, and Ethan Vishniak, and the writers James Gleick and Lars Gustafsson. Many serious errors were avoided with their help. Stephen Weinberg, Austin, Texas, August 1992. Dreams of a Final Theory. Chapter 1. Prologue. If ever any beauty I did see, which I desired and got, 'twas but a dream of thee. John Donne, The Good Morrow. The century now coming to a close has seen in physics a dazzling expansion of the frontiers of scientific knowledge. Einstein's special and general theories of relativity have permanently changed our view of space and time and gravitation. In an even more radical break with the past, quantum mechanics has transformed the very language we use to describe nature. In place of particles with definite positions and velocities, we have learned to speak of wave functions and probabilities. Out of the fusion of relativity with quantum mechanics, there has evolved a new view of the world, one in which matter has lost its central role. This role has been usurped by principles of symmetry, some of them hidden from view in the present state of the universe. On this foundation, we have built a successful theory of electromagnetism and the weak and strong nuclear interactions of elementary particles. Often we have felt, as did Siegfried after he tasted the dragon's blood, when he found, to his surprise, that he could understand the language of birds. But now we are stuck.